Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are still alive. I will go to the lines. Diallo of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Diallo?
Good morning, Matt. Good morning. How are you? a couple of things. The first one is, I wish Gableman get entangled in the probe by the DOJ for about the fake electors that's going on now.
Right.
After saying that they should decertify, I wish he can be entangled in that, and so they take him away. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Right. I agree with you 100%, Diallo.
You have a right-winger that comes in the morning, Bill or whatever is his name, puking not only Republican line and Russian propaganda all over the place every morning. Makes my blood boiling when I'm listening to this going to work. I'm not against a robust debate. I welcome every Republican with some sense of decency to come and debate. Debate the facts. Debate the subject matter that's at hand. But not repeating that, okay, Biden is at fault because of the war in Ukraine, Biden this, Biden. I mean, I can't take it anymore, my friend. I can't listen to this. You tell him if he wants to debate, yes, he's welcome. But coming and speaking lies, we're not going to stand for it. That's what I have to say today.
Yeah, Diallo, you're a good man. I agree with you 100%. What the Republicans are doing is death by a thousand cuts. In the middle of a hot war, they keep attacking their own president and winking and nodding and say, well, the election. This is a cancer. The Republican Party overall, the leadership, are a cancer. They have betrayed the United States. They are treasonous. You're for America or you're for Putin, just like in the 1940s, you were for America or you're for Hitler. It's as simple as that. Okay, thank you very much, Diallo. Now we're going to Stephen of Milwaukee, my friend. We have a few more minutes and yet another caller after that. What's your mind today, Stephen of Milwaukee?
Quick question. What do you think it takes for the EU and the U.S. to try him for war crimes?
What do you right. Think, no, no, I like that. In the Hague, but here's the thing. Yeah, you have to, you drop the indictment. I could do it this afternoon by dictating it against Putin, but then you got to physically get him. And he's in his spider hole. Hitler had the eagle's nest. This guy has a spider hole. Now, you'd like to bomb the spider hole, but with modern technology, that would look like a bombing attack on Russia, and who knows what they'd do. I think what they should do, Steve, is to issue the indictment, do that, and have Interpol have him on their list. Right now, he's sanctioned, so he can't physically travel in Europe and the United States, but let him know in his spider hole that if he ever goes out to an extraditable country, not all countries have extradition treaties, but he is committing war crimes. First of all, genocide is a war crime. Secondly, in addition to that, look at the component parts. Cluster bombing, apartment buildings, bombing hospitals. That's what he did, by the way, in Syria. That's what he did in Grozny. Doing that, and then also vacuum bombs in a preschool. Put the word out, there's a warrant for his arrest. And put the typical pictures of him sideways and front. Say criminal, wanted. Absolutely, I love it. But until you get him out of his spider hole, you're not going to be able to get him to The Hague. Excellent point, Stephen. I think we should do it. Thank you. Next up is Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, apparently, Gableman was issuing reports to Voss, and those reports are going down to Donald Trump and Robin Voss, just saying, oh, there's nothing to we can't report anything. You know, I haven't seen anything. What the heck is that all about, that, you know, Donald Trump was getting reports on this rather than the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, and that should Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene be censured for their behavior at the State of the Union address? It's pretty contemptible what they were doing.
Yeah, those are excellent comments. And, you know, I want to pick up on two things. One is what Mark just said is, why is Trump getting copied on official Wisconsin documents? Are they servile to Trump? You know, Voss and Gableman are like Lukashenko of Belarus. I mean, that's what they really are. They're servile to Trump, and Trump is servile to Putin. This is Wisconsin. This is the land of Fighting Bob La Follette. The second thing I want to say is this. why are am I paying Gableman? I'm me. Oh, by the way, you, taxpayers. He gets 11 grand a month. His staff gets 20 grand a month. They do nothing. They do nothing. And then he said in his report to Voss, do you want me to stay on? I think I have a lot more work. I bet you do. I bet you do have a lot more work to do at 11 grand a month. Pretty sweet. It's almost 3 grand a week. How would you like 3 grand a week to do whatever you wanted and not produce any documents that have to be produced? What's going on here? Okay. And here's his finding. He said that the cities that took private money to help pay for the administration of the elections, to help pay because the state tried to block it, violated a bribery statute. Hey, Gableman, you were a judge. You forgot something. That argument was made to a federal judge in 2020. He said it was a frivolous argument and threw them out of court, Gableman. So you're lying. Secondly, he said it was illegal to have absentee ballot drop boxes. Gableman, that argument was made to a federal judge in 2020, and he said it was frivolous. And the third thing he said is, even though it was COVID, the Wisconsin Election Commission should have sent special voting deputies into assisted living facilities, even though they were barred. What, shoot their way in? What? The old folks have their nose up to the window, looking at their grandkids and looking at the voting deputies instead of mailing it in. It was 6-0, and the courts upheld it, Gableman. Gableman, you gobble up 11 grand a month, 20 grand for staff out of my money to, as a taxpayer, and the money of everybody listening. We're not putting up with that anymore. That is what is going on. Robert of West Allis, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert of West Allis?
Good morning. Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Robert?
I lost the connection.
Robert, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I lost it for a second there. Yeah, I would like to see Josh Call actually prosecute these guys for corruption charges. We know he's not doing any work, and he's basically collecting off of the taxpayer dime. It reminds me of something that would happen down in Chicago. You know, across the country, we need these attorney generals to step up and uphold the law and start prosecuting people. Same thing in Michigan with the fake electors. Even there, I believe the woman's name is Nessel. She stopped a case going against the people that were involved with the lead pipes. So, I mean, they need to stand up and protect their democracy and stop hiding behind Merrick Garland, expecting him to do your job. If you guys aren't capable, step down.
Excellent comment. I couldn't agree more. He should also go after the electors, because Merrick Garland is sort of inquiring but not going. We could get these people for forgery, and we could get absolutely what Gableman is doing. This is an abuse. This is an abuse of taxpayer money. It's a slush fund for the Republican Party, and I'm tired of it. We need very, very vigorous prosecution. Okay, I got worked up today. I feel terrible for Ukraine. I love Ukraine and the people. I've never been there. Ukraine used to be part of Poland up till about 1795, when Putin, the animal, says that Ukraine didn't exist as a country. He's lying. It was Poland, is what it was. You've heard of Poland? Wonderful country. Divided up by the Nazis, the communists. Anyway, I got worked up over that. Thank you for bearing with me. Let's have a big round of applause for Sam, who did a great job trying to make all this work. Sam, you were terrific. You're not an electrical engineer, neither am I. Well, it's coming to the end of the show. Great call, a great call-ins. Matt Flynn direct. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Look. Dig this. Papa didn't.